Track number one, Plaza Pontanilla, about Salobreña. Salobreña stands high above the surrounding landscape. A bright hill of white houses crowned by a historic castle. On one side it overlooks a fertile plain of tropical crops that are irrigated by the Guadalfeo River, and on the other by the blue Mediterranean Sea. Salobreña is located between the Costa del Sol and the Almería coast in the heart of the Costa Tropical, which, in turn, is only a 45-minute drive to the famous city of Granada. Salobreña has 12,500 inhabitants. 10% of this population is made up of foreign residents, who, between them, represent over 40 different nationalities. The population is spread amongst Salobreña's many different areas: the beach communities, the old town, the city centre, newer suburbs, individual country houses, and in the nearby districts of La Caleta, Lobres and Monte Los Amandros. Agriculture, tourism and the construction industry make up the main economic backbone of the town, with fishing and alcohol production, mainly rum, also having a part to play. The village is situated on a coastline of rugged mountains which, in certain areas, descend abruptly towards the Mediterranean, creating attractive cliffside dotted with small clusters of houses that face towards the sea. It is also surrounded by numerous mountain ranges with their lush, verdant valleys full of plantations and subtropical fruit. The majority of these are unique in Europe: mango, banana, papaya, avocado, guava, and of course the cherry moya or custard apple. This area is also home to a scattering of corticos or farmhouses, country roads, pathways, and plenty of tracks that would appeal to outdoor sports enthusiasts. Sitting around 110 metres above sea level, the old town of Salobreña offers a wonderful sight to a traveller's eyes. Whitewashed houses are spread over the hill, like sugar cubes crowned by an Arab castle. The big rock that the old town sits on was, in former times, a peninsula flanked by two harbours. It was known to the Carthaginians, Phoenicians, Punics, Greek and Roman sailors. The districts of Loma, Brocal and the Albacin preserve some of the urban structures of the Middle Ages, back when the town was called Salobreña and was one of the most important coastal areas in the Muslim Kingdom of Granada. Salobreña certainly shows traces of other historic times. It was once the administrative centre of a much larger region, formed by cities and dozens of little villages. Make sure you don't miss the castle, the Paseo de las Flores, viewpoints like the Postigo, Hoya de la Froscunda, or the impressive viewpoint of Albacin, looking out over the Salobreña Gorge, 98 metres above sea level and facing towards the sea. Next place, Calle Real and Placeta Square.